It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of course.
But I also want to tell a story. And here's the story. My dad, like many of your folk who got relatives here.
What?
Many of you whose relatives did the same thing who are. You're here. Their relatives probably aren't.
You're an idiot.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. We're with Jeffrey Ross, the Roast Master.
Is that what it's called?
It's the Roast Master, right? How does it go?
The Roast Master is the MC of a roast.
Roast Master General.
I like that.
Roast Master General. Jeffrey will be at the DC Improv now through Sunday.
Cool.
For tickets and information, go to dcimprov.com.
Cool.
I swear to God. I mean, you don't get opportunities to go see this kind of show.
This is
the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So get down to the Improv this weekend and go see Jeffrey. We were talking about roast. We were talking about Rickles.
By the way, I agree with everything you said.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are you ready to take some phone calls? And then after we do that, we do have to bring our fat daddies in. And I know you're going to be a little disappointed. Some of them are legitimate fat daddies, and some of them are kind of just borderline.
Quasi. I saw a couple in the bathroom. I would say that they are fat daddies.
It was 250 was the cutoff. You know,
I
sometimes
see.
You get up
five. Am I allowed to make fun of people on this show?
I'd hate it if you did that. Please don't. Not on this program.
Please.
Jeffrey, that's not what you're here for. Let's go to
if
the
they're
phones.
Super fat, I might need them in the front row at the Improv. Or
Brian from Kansas, you're on with Jeffrey Ross.
Jeffrey, hey, everybody. By the way, I'm a fan of the old show and the new show. I really like the new stuff you guys. Hey, but real quick, Jeffrey, I just want to tell you I'm a huge fan of your stand-up. You know, I've seen pretty much everything you've ever done on Comedy
Central. Thanks
for
the bio. Do you have a question for Jeffrey?
Well, yes. Actually, I just wanted to know as far as the documentary you did over there with the troops, I really enjoyed that, too. And my sister was able to see you. And
you know what's interesting? I'm going to tell you this, Brian. We know everything about you that we possibly could know now. I'm just curious if you have a question for our guest. That would be really,
yes,
really nice.
I was just wondering if that was available for sale, actually. My sister saw that.
Thanks so much for the call. I apologize.
You're talking
Jeffrey.
About my documentary shot in Iraq.
Right.
And you're saying your sister saw me over there?
He's gone. I'm sorry.
Oh, just to buy it.
But this guy was a heartfelt call.
I know.
Call.
He wanted to know if your documentary, when you went over to Iraq, and is that Patriot?
Patriot Act.
Patriot Act. Is that for sale? Can he buy
it?
It is.
I believe it's at the USO website, and I also know you can get it. You can Amazon it.
Okay, very good. Let's go to Gary in Quantico. Gary, you're on with Jeffrey Ross.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey,
you mentioned Bea Arthur a little while ago. Did you know that she was one of the first women Marines inducted into the Marine Corps?
Is that true?
That is true.
She's a woman? You say she's a woman?
even back then, they had standards. But you could use that against her, because the only command she would know by now is 10 hut and fall in.
Was that shtick?
Barely.
Were you auditioning for us?
Really,
was that what it was?
Hard to tell.
That was a poor attempt at shtick.
I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry.
Is the Marine fact real?
We'll have to research it and find out
if it's true or not.
I don't
think B. Arthur was a Marine, no.
It says here this is Anthony's wife. Anthony's wife from the Fat Guys? Hello?
Hey. Hello?
Yes. Is this Anthony's wife?
Yes, his stepson wanted to call and wish him good luck.
Oh, that's great. Well, he's going to be coming in a moment when we play our Fat Daddy contest, okay?
Okay, can his son say good luck real quick?
Well, he's not here right now, but if you'd like to put his son on, go
ahead.
Good
luck.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Let's go to the same thing before the trip to the cardiologist.
Greg in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on with Jeffrey Ross.
Hey, guys. Jeffrey, man, big fan for a long time.
Thank you.
The Andy Dick B. Arthur joke was hilarious.
Wish we could say it on the radio.
I wish you could, too.
And, you know, you allow the small children at your shows, right?
It's
great for the little ones. It's a family-friendly show, isn't it?
They don't even let pregnant women at my show.
Let's take one more call, and then we're going to get our fat guys in here. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Good morning. Good afternoon. This is Gene.
Gene, you got a question for Jeffrey Ross.
He used to do poetry, and 20 years ago, I wrote down a poem that he did called Enough with the Bread Already.
Right.
Ask him if he can still do that.
Is that family-friendly, Jeffrey? Is that something?
I can
something
do that one, actually.
Oh, very good.
Oh,
good. All right.
Well, good. And you know what?
That'll be a good lead into our fat guys, too.
I wrote this down. I've been carrying it in my wallet for 20 years.
I have it with me, too.
I work at a bakery. That's why I said this.
I happen to have my poetry book here.
Oh, wonderful. Good. And just for anybody that wants to know, B. Arthur was a Marine.
That's
it is
true.
Actually true.
It is
and,
true.
We'll let you go and
that's
listen
amazing.
To that while we
stand.
You have your poetry book.
Well, one thing I do now at my live shows is I have a keyboard on stage.
Oh,
I don't
cool.
play keyboard, but I bring volunteers up.
To accompany you?
To accompany me.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, just people from the audience who can play a little tiny bit of piano. So mm-hmm. the poem would really help if we, I don't know, if there's some music bed
something,
or something
some
romantic.
You want something sensitive and delightful in the background?
Exactly,
something
exactly.
appropriate, Rob, for background music for the poetry. Rob
for
will,
a love poem.
I'm sure, come up with something very nice for you.
Here, this should disappoint.
Here we go.
As it cues.
On the count of three.
Perfect.
No,
too
okay,
happy.
No, sorry.
Too happy.
Audible. Let's switch. A little too peppy there.
Yeah, I don't know.
It started out. It
romantic.
Had that,
romantic.
I know romantic.
Strings. Something with strings.
Romantic.
Or
that sounds like I'm going to molest a child.
Tinkling piano.
Music for pedophiles.
That was the disc it was on.
Something gentle.
Ah,
better.
There we go. It's a love poem.
Yeah.
I didn't write this one actually. This is a love poem that my dad wrote for my mom. Let me get it.
All right.
Okay.
It's called Enough with the Bread Already, by request from some guy.
Yes, please.
Phone. Your smile blooms like a bright summer flower. Your hair flows down like a soft rain shower. Your eyes are like open seas, blue from coast to coast. So how come your ass looks like a truck? Enough with the bread already. For the fat guys, in honor of the fat guys.
Nice.
In all fairness, I'll do another one. All this right. is one that my mom wrote to my back to my dad.
Oh, good. The response, perhaps.
Yeah,
very good.
It's
very
called
nice.
Put a Shirt On, You're Scaring the Children. I love you, and you love me, but you eat like you have two rectums. So put a shirt on, you're scaring the children, and put some pants on, you're teasing the cat. Thank you.
Bravo. That is nice.
That is such a perfect lead in to our
contest. I haven't thought about this in a while. I'm
in such a Father's Day mood right now. I really am. Let's bring in our first contestant. Is Anthony here? Anthony Marshall. Let's introduce him to Jeffrey, and then we're going to play. This is the jumble part of the competition.
The jumbo right? jumble.
The jumbo
scrambled
jumble.
Word game.
All right, very good. Let's bring Anthony in here. Anthony Jeffrey is 6'1 and 389 pounds.
Can't wait.
This is the perfect meeting of two worlds.
Wow. Oh, and we've designed it so all the contestants have to walk behind Mr.
I know. Ross. I know. That's good.
This works
Anthony,
out.
You're going to have to come around here.
If you can.
And I think we can kill the romantic. The romantic music.
I think we need it now more than ever.
This is actually quite nice. Anthony, how you doing?
That rhino seat. T-shirt is very slimming.
And we're off.
It's very hot in here, isn't it?
What's that?
Stay over that end. Don't come down here.
Like Monique said at the Emmett Smith roast, right. What you're talking about? He's buttering me up, this guy. This butterball's buttering me up.
All right. Now, the way this works is our first competition that we're having in the Fat Daddy Contestant Challenge today. The Jumbo Jumble is worth 5 points. The way this works is just like a jumble in a newspaper. We're going to sit there. We're going to talk amongst ourselves and you know, depending how long you take, that's how you do it. We're going to time each and every one of our contestants. And, you know, depending on your score, that's how you get your points. The winner gets a total of 5 points, no points for the losers. Is that correct?
Correct.
So do we have like a stopwatch in here?
I have one.
Are you ready to time him?
Ready to go.
All right. You're going to get the words and you what? Ha? Huh? What? Okay, yeah, when you figure it out, you cannot say it out loud because all the other contestants are waiting to come in here, and then we will reveal what the word is at the end of this. Do you understand the rules, Jeffrey?
I think so.
It's pretty
it's exciting, isn't
complicated.
It?
That's how we feel about them.
That's right. Have you met our intern, Peter?
Unfortunately, no. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Spicoli over here?
Yes.
I don't talk to guys who wear flip-flops.
All right, in 3, 2, 1, spell the word out. You've got the letters there.
Letters. Right. You turn over the cards. You turn over all.
Take all the letters and you've got to form
them
into
out.
A. I'm going to stand up so I get a better look at this.
Is this not like the Soul Train Scramble?
Did it just get a little warmer in here? I'm kind of curious.
Well, Peter's next to you.
Mm-hmm. Buzz, do you have your osium spray?
I do. It's handy.
Right. Very good. I see a lot of letters here. Let me see. We're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You get
yes,
it.
Time.
22 seconds.
That's pretty awesome.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome right there.
Good job, Anthony.
You know what? That is I think you aced that. You really did.
Yeah.
I think
can we just get to say hi to him for a second, Anthony?
It's hard to beat.
We don't even know. We don't know anything about this guy.
Oh, we met him before you got here. You were in the car.
My bad.
I think that if you personally would like to get to know Anthony, we have time. That's all. You know, it's 4 hours a day.
Nothing
we fill
but time.
Anthony, just lift the microphone up there.
If you can.
Show Mr. Ross your delightful belt buckle there.
It's a Green Lantern buckle.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know they made it in XXXXXXXXL.
Only took me 4 minutes to find it this morning.
Okay. You're a good sport, Anthony.
All right, get out of here. We're going to bring the next guy in. Thank you.
Anthony's into S&M.
It's tough.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
I'm just losing the chair. Here.
There he goes.
Nice to meet you, man.
Let's bring in Stephen Manuel. Steve is 5'9", 280 pounds. And I think he's the father of two, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he's pregnant now from the looks of him.
This is the guy. Oh, here's the guy. This is the one guy that scares me.
Yes, go behind Mike, please.
Yeah, Stephen, right
far
behind.
Far away from me.
Okay, thank you.
He smiles a lot,
thank
doesn't he?
Thank you very much. We determined when we met him originally, Jeffrey, that Stephen had not done any time. We were concerned about that. He had that kind of penitentiary look.
Yeah.
I thought I saw him on that, what is it, MSNBC Locked Up? Is that what the show
he's
is?
He's got crazy eyes.
Crazy eyes.
Have you ever been in any kind of institution or anything like that?
Not yet.
Okay.
Give me time.
Great. Have you met Mr. Ross? Jeffrey Ross. He's going
to
be at the DC Improv all weekend long.
Don't tell him that.
I might actually show up.
All right. Are you ready to play the Jumbo Jumble?
Yes.
You know how a jumble works, right?
Yes.
You're going to get the letters and then you just, scramble them all together.
Scramble the word game.
And Rob, start the clock now. There he goes.
22 seconds of the time to beat.
I love his hair.
Not me.
I'm a fan of his hair.
Would you like to touch it?
Did you note the footwear?
I did not.
Yeah, the Croc.
You're going to want all the letters.
Fat people love them.
And you know, it's beginning to smell just a little bit like rain in here.
Rain?
A fresh summer rain.
The rainforest. The floor of the rainforest, ladies and gentlemen. All right. And of course, if they do not beat the winning
30
time,
seconds.
Right. Somebody could be worse than him. What? Please explain that. I don't understand.
Someone could take longer to do it than this guy.
Yeah, but it's winner take all, right?
It's winner take all. So once they haven't done it time, you can hit the buzzer and they can get the F out of here, right? Thank you didn't get it. Sorry.
Is that time?
Sorry.
Sorry.
That's it.
Sorry, Bert.
You didn't beat the other guy anyway.
Sorry
you struggled with that. Are you normally good with words, Stephen?
No, I'm not.
All right.
English, your
not
first
a great
language?
Speller.
Listen, on your way out, please get the pair of tickets to the Jeffrey Ross show.
Oh, thanks.
And the meet and greet.
Wear that outfit.
And the backstage pass.
You were great on To Catch a Predator, by the way.
Let's bring
it's
in the
inappropriate smile.
That's the inappropriate smile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
President Carter had it. He had it. Yes. Let's bring in Chris Garrett. Chris is 5'11", 260 pounds. Isn't that? Would you rather be doing anything else on a Thursday afternoon?
I don't understand a radio game with no talking.
See, it's not. You know what? You can ask that lady. She came up with it. I'm kind of in agreement with you on that one. Chris, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Stand up.
He was so eager to sit down.
Yeah, I know.
Chris, what's your shirt say there? What do you got there?
You don't want to see that.
Oh, no.
No, we ask, though.
That's where you work?
Yeah, we don't want to throw a plug in for ExxonMobil.
No.
No.
Do you work for Big Oil?
I had at one time.
Oh, you did at one
used
time?
Used to.
Just kept the shirt?
Yep.
Good for you.
What are you doing? What are you doing now, Chris?
Right now, I'm kind of just doing.
Are you between jobs?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. You looking for anything? We could get, it's a forum right
between
now.
Between teeth as
right
well,
now.
I think.
you don't want us to solicit or anything like that?
No.
Do you have mad skills?
What do you do? What kind of work do you do?
Did your job at Exxon, and did it involve a squeegee?
No, I drove a tractor trailer.
Ah.
Oh, good.
Right. Well, I mean, we could call. People could put the phone number out there, and they could
I'm
call.
Okay.
You're fine?
I'm fine.
Are you ready to play the jumble?
Sure.
Did
we'll
you meet Mr. Jeffrey Ross over here?
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
It's Roastmaster General there. You know that.
Love your tan, sir.
It's tan.
Are you homeless?
He has time.
Yeah, and you brought your son in today, too.
Yes,
right?
I did.
All right, ready? Now, the time to beat is what, Rob?
22 seconds.
22 seconds. You know how to play a jumble, right? You just put the letters together and spell out the word. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. And he's off. Jeffrey, you brought up a very good point. It's very frustrating to have a radio contest where there's actually
no talking. It's crazy.
Now, I should point out that as the competition continues, we are going to have the ice cream balance challenge, which, maybe we should have led with that one. And then the think fast. There'll be a lot of talking during that competition.
Mm-hmm.
And,
of course, quite a contest.
At the end of the program today, we'll have our Mentos Diet Coke Harvest. That is where they take the Mentos and they put them down inside, and he's done.
Hey, Exxon, have a seat.
You over? All right, thank you. No, you didn't get it.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Time.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
Sorry. It looks like Anthony's time is going to be very tough to beat.
Sure
Let's
is.
Bring our final contestant in here, Mike Mumford, please. Mike
Mumford. The amazing Mumford. Mumford, Mike.
Here he comes, Mike Mumford. Hi, Mumph.
How you doing?
Come right in.
Mike, welcome.
How are you? Good to see you again. Step right over to the Jumble Challenge table. Say hi to Jeffrey Ross.
Hi, Mike.
Mr. Ross had some questions for you. Ding! No, that's fine. All right, how you doing?
Good, good. How about yourself?
How are you getting along with the other fat guys back there?
So far, so good.
How are you getting along with the fat guys in here?
You know, it could be better. I mean, there could be a better spread out there for us. I mean,
yeah.
The green room feels high.
Well, that's a perfect time to mention thank you to Velocity 5 for bringing the food by today. We really appreciate
it. What's out there?
They've got to, what do you have? You have burgers?
Uh-huh. I don't know. There's nothing for
burgers.
Fat guys.
Did they keep that away from the fat guys?
No. It's in the producer's room.
Oh.
Why isn't it like out near the green room? Why is it back in the producer's room?
Yeah. Horses have to be led to the water.
I think we should give them a time bonus on that.
You're not starving, are you?
No, I'm getting there, though.
All right, here we go. The time to beat is 22 seconds.
Does he get a time bonus of 2 seconds?
He does not. No, absolutely not.
Does he get extra credit for eating his son?
You know how this works. It's the Jumble. You put the word together. You have 22 seconds to do it. If you do it in 21 seconds, you'll win 5 points. If you don't do it in 22 seconds, you are out of the competition.
All right.
On the count of 3, 1, 2, 3, go! Let's see what happens.
Look at his hands.
Yes, I agree. You know what? You've made me aware of this fact. This, ladies and gentlemen, is riveting radio right now.
He's unscrambling
the
cards.
Well, normally you have guests on to fill time. We're filling time while this guy does this contest.
I know. And it looks
not
like
that
it's,
we're filling time, but it's
not
going
to happen. It's all filling time.
5 seconds.
Five seconds. See what's going to happen here.
This guy can't get this.
No. I'm terribly sorry.
Wow.
All right, get out of here. Thank you very much, Mike.
But
Mike
now, Beth Ann, you can reveal.
It took him longer to squeeze around your chair than it did to fill the fun.
The largest man was the fastest was the scramble.
What was that?
I said, the largest man was the fastest with the scramble.
Don't pretend like you said it right the first time.
I thought it was fine.
Let me take this opportunity to thank Velocity 5 for bringing the chow down here. Velocity 5, for more information, you can go to velocity5restaurant.com. Is that satisfactory?
Yeah, that's good.
And what was the word, Beth Ann?
The word was, should we give it to Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Would you like to try the Jumble? Yeah. Let's bring Jeffrey Ross over here.
It's that scrambled word game, you know.
How are you going to feel if you don't do it as fast as Anthony Marshall did?
Not that bad.
Okay, not that bad. All right, we're going to give Jeffrey the Jumble here, and we'll see what happens. 22 seconds is the time to beat, and go! Let's see what happens here.
This is good music.
He's getting that together.
I didn't want to use fat guy music for
it. No. I can't believe Anthony did it as quickly as he did it.
I think he cheated.
That was amazing.
Don't help that man.
You know what? I realize, Beth Ann, you wrote these letters, didn't you? This is in your Chinese handwriting.
9 letters on 9 cards.
Someone got it. 23.
That guy.
23.
We ought to give him 50 points.
30 seconds.
You're right. We should. It's rather amazing.
Are you ready for your hint, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
It's a food item. Mm.
35.
And I'll give you another hint. Yeah. I'm just going to say, just like Mama used to make.
Ah.
You know, we're great at making guests feel welcome, aren't we?
Jeffrey, do you have any comment?
Casserole.
Yeah! Casserole!
If only I could repeat that guess.
Any comment on Beth Ann's handwriting?
Well, I mean, the R looks like a J. I mean, not surprising these guys didn't figure it out.
Exactly.
Someone got it.
I mean, I don't understand how that's not a J.
Oh, my God.
Well, an R doesn't look
what
like
is that.
What
is
a J.
Is that an R or
it's
a
not
J?
Well, that's not an R.
It's a fish hook.
Yeah, I mean, an R.
Only
is,
one man could figure
what an
it
R
out.
Looks like. That's not an
Someone
R.
Someone got it in 22
an R.
seconds.
I swear
well,
to God.
He got lucky.
How many times have I offered to do your writing for
Shut
you?
Shut up, Rob.
I've got better penmanship than you. 52 seconds from his.
You know what the great part is? The great part is, and this is fantastic, the fattest guy got the Jumble.
He's in
that's
the lead.
Right. I think that's incredible.
The Jumbo got points. The Jumble.
That is a good thing. That is fantastic.
Boy, it puts a lot of importance on round two, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, Jeffrey, we want to thank you. Anybody, if you haven't had a chance to see this gentleman perform, really, I was in Atlantic City getting my ass kicked, and I didn't go to his show at the Borgata.
So you lost twice.
We taped that show for my Comedy Central Hour special.
And it's going to be the TV show. And
you
could have
been on
TV.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You could have been the guy laughing in the audience.
Instead, I was sitting there at like a crappy middleweight fight just
crying.
Drinking beer until I puked.
It was awesome.
Very, very. It was awesome.
Best show you've ever done, wasn't it?
Jeffrey will be at the Improv tonight through Sunday. For tickets and info, go to DC Improv. Bob.com. You're the greatest, man.
Thank
I
you,
really
buddy.
Appreciate you coming on the show.
It was really
Who
fun.
Loves you, baby?
You do. I can tell. Are you going to come to my show this weekend?
I'm going to try. I'm going to try.
Field
I'd
day.
Love to.
I'm going to come Saturday night. I'm going to try to
That'd
come Saturday
awesome
night.
That'd be awesome to see you. And you won't be disappointed.
And I want to be charged double for the tickets when I come, too.
Never have.
All right, but I will not sit in the front row. I'm not that stupid.
You might have to.
So anyway, thanks for coming by. We will have the second in our wonderful Jumbo Challenge
thanks,
Fat
man.
Daddy contestants. And we'll be right this after that on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.